climate change is a national security threat to the United States. That was the message given to U.S. senators in a recent briefing by national security experts. They say climate-related events are already fueling conflict and political instability around the world. HBR's Ryan Finnerty has this report today.
Wars spurred by a failing climate may seem like dystopian science fiction, but experts like Andrew Holland with the American Security Project say climate change is already acting as what they call a threat multiplier.
That means the climate affects issues like food, water, energy security, and its second-order effects create economic and political challenges.
Holland says those pressures can exacerbate security challenges like mass migration. In Central America, he says climate change is already reducing crop yields, driving farmers into cities.
Which, by the way, are the most violent cities in the world. And then those people then are ripe and turn towards our borders.
On the other side of the world, in Syria, climate change helped spark a civil war that has killed more than 400,000 people. John Conger heads the Center for Climate and Security.
We had a tense situation with hundreds of thousands of refugees from the Iraq war. Record multi-year drought disrupted Syria's agricultural sector and drove farmers to abandon their farms and move to urban areas, amplifying the tension in those regions.
But the security threat of climate change is also being felt at home. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth cited nearly $10 billion in damage to U.S. military bases from just two hurricanes in 2018.
While these bases may rebuild over time, the loss of training and readiness cannot be recovered. Because of the damages from the storm, one-third of the entire combat power of the Marine Corps has been degraded and will continue to degrade. One-third.
A 2019 Pentagon report found that almost 60% of bases surveyed were at risk of climate change-related degradation from problems like recurrent flooding, wildfires, and drought. Two Hawaii facilities made that list, Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam and Fort Shafter. Although the U.S. military has become the preferred tool of American policymakers in recent years, Andrew Holland says there are no security solutions in a world that ignores the challenges of climate change.
A world of drastically changed food supplies, sea levels, and water availability would be a world that would be beyond the capability of global military forces to secure.
And that capacity isn't likely to increase. The federal government is already running a record budget deficit, and the Defense Department just announced almost $4 billion will be diverted from purchasing new ships and aircraft. That money will instead be spent on President Trump's border wall.
And now Ryan joins us live in the studio. So, Ryan, what's the impact like here in Hawaii specifically?
Hey, Catherine. And we heard in that story, there was this report 2019. It came out about a year ago, January 2019. And it was a survey of a selection of Defense Department facilities around the United States. And there were, they didn't do everything. There's hundreds of U.S. military bases around the world, but they picked 79 to survey. And of those 79, more than 40 were found to have some kind of risk of climate-related degradation. It was almost 60%. Two of those were here in Hawaii, and two of our most important bases, Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam and the Army's Fort Shafter on the south shore of Oahu. Those were both found to already be experiencing some form of climate-related damage. Both bases were found to already have risk of recurrent flooding. And we kind of know that even in parts of Honolulu, that's already an issue when there's king tides or a heavy rain. Some neighborhoods are already flooding. So those two bases, which are not too far from the coast, are already experiencing recurrent flooding and have potential for that in the future. Pearl Harbor is also experiencing an ongoing risk of drought already, the report found, and it has the future potential to be at risk of wildfire damage. A lot of people don't know that, but Hawaii does actually have a pretty high burn rate per acre in the western U.S. And so there are these risks that are already building up, and we're not alone. There's facilities all over the country that are experiencing this from coast to coast and some of the Pacific Island territories as well. John Conger, who we heard in the report from the Center for Climate and Security, was discussing kind of how that looks, what types of risks these different bases are experiencing around the country.
Sea level rise and its impact on coastal installations is the most frequently cited. But wildfires have forced evacuations and threatened installations out west, and they are occurring more and more frequently. But extreme weather has by far the biggest bill associated with it. Consider the $5 billion it'll cost to restore Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida, the $3.7 billion cost of repairs at Camp Lejeune on the North Carolina coast, the $1 billion cost imposed by record flooding of the Missouri River that overwhelmed Offutt Air Force Base. These disasters all occurred since late 2018.
And he points out that more than $10 billion just in the second half of 1 year to just military bases, that doesn't even count damage to private property and other public public property in those areas. For anyone who forgot the quick numbers on that, Tyndall Air Force Base on the Florida Gulf Coast was damaged by Hurricane Michael in 2018. Caused $25 billion worth of damage to the broader community, $5 billion to the base itself, as we heard. 95% of the buildings on the base were damaged, including some of the Air Force's F-22 stealth fighter jets, which are some of the most expensive and advanced aircraft in the world. And there was a big concern about a loss of readiness because a lot of those planes had to be relocated to survive the storm. Some of them couldn't fly because of maintenance issues and had to ride it out and were damaged. Camp Lejeune, which is the largest Marine Corps facility on the East Coast, one of the most important facilities for that branch of the military, was also damaged that year by Hurricane Florence, caused $3.6 billion in damage. 900 buildings were damaged on the base. And Senator Tammy Duckworth, we heard in the story, say that one-third of the combat power of the entire Marine Corps was degraded as a result of that. And so that has created some calls, as we've heard, with cities that have been damaged by storms to look at relocating or retreating from the coast a little bit. Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz was one of the people kind of expressing concern about that. He said in this hearing that he was the only senator to express concern about just rebuilding Tyndall Air Force Base where it was, and he kind of discussed that a little bit in the hearing.
My question is, at some point, aren't we going to have to think about relocation? And I know that the politics of that are nearly impossible, because I was the lonely person saying, are we sure we want to rebuild Tyndall where it is? I lost that because there are politics involved in the economics of the location of bases. But at some point, don't we have to look at managed retreat? Otherwise, we're going to keep basically building and rebuilding the same city over and over again because we're afraid of making a particular member of Congress angry.
And they have good reason to be angry about that idea, though, because Tyndall Air Force Base, just that one base, generates more than $500 million in economic activity for that local community alone. You can imagine how big of an issue it would create here if Pearl Harbor was closed down or Schofield Barracks or something like that.
And you haven't wondered, gosh, when the military gets hit, where do they go?
Yeah, and then there are worldwide consequences to the loss of capability that goes along with that.
All right, interesting. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Sure thing.
That was HPR reporter Ryan Finnerty joining us in studio with new findings on the correlation between climate change and global instability.